This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, you've been waiting for this moment. Jack's back for the top five of five. Did you miss it at all, Jack?
The top five?
Yeah, you missed the show. You missed the top five. You missed all the attention.
Yeah, so
you
much
missed his drop board more than anything.
The drop board's the thing I really miss the most.
Yeah.
Because it just dies when I'm not here. You know,
it does.
Like, they don't have any feel.
No.
You know, God forbid Fran could, you know.
No, don't have him try.
Well, you don't give him access to anything either.
The access is right here. What are you talking about? It's not. There's no password to get into the... They find Ike Juice, no problem. There's a million other drops that are...
Buzz tried a couple of times.
Yeah, but again, it's all about the feel. These guys didn't grow up learning how to produce. They just learned how to talk on a microphone.
Well, let me tell you. I, for one, don't need them making drops throughout the show.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Trying to have Ike drops.
Yeah. I don't need them trying to be Jack during the show.
No.
Yes.
No. Just be yourself.
Yes.
Or be nobody, whatever it is. All right, it's back. Let's do it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Also, Jack, by the way, just a quick Fran note. You know how I try not to say top five and five before the thing. I just say, and here we are. And then you hit the thing.
Yeah.
Fran said, well, you're tricky with that. And I was like, Fran, I'm not that tricky. I have a specific tone in my voice when I do it. It's really obvious when I'm going to do it. He couldn't figure it out.
You ever notice how every time Fran cracks the mic, it's always, ah!
Yeah,
It's never just direct and to the point. It's always he's got to lock in a little bit.
Yep.
So the five things I learned during my time off. Number five is the easiest way to get in Spike's head is to by block him on Twitter. And there's a lot of discussion about the block.
Yes.
That definitely worked.
Yeah. Get in my head.
Yeah, right.
You're a coworker and a friend, and you blocked me on Twitter. It's not like we had a fight or anything. It didn't get in my head. It was outrageous.
Yeah, so here's what happened.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was tweet about the Phils during my time off.
Yeah. Time off, it was paternity leave, not a vacation.
Paternity leave.
Okay.
Time off.
Which is what Honest Jack ended up saying, by the way.
But, you know, so I didn't need you all up in my grill all the time. Sometimes a man just wants to. Everyone else is getting spring training numbies. I can't even participate because I got Spike Eskin on my ass telling me if I could tweet or not. So I emphasized the block.
Why didn't you just mute me?
Well, because then you can still see it.
I can still see it with a block, too.
That's what I realized after the block. Is that you could still see it. So I was sitting there and I was like, you know, it'd be funny. Block him for the week. By the way, I have unblocked you. And you can feel free to follow me back at any time.
Oh, that's right, because I unfollow. If you block me, I don't follow you anymore. You have to earn the follow. What do I want to follow you for? Just pictures of Aiden Miller? I don't need that. I can find that anywhere.
He looks like he has a big league look. Letting you know. Just letting everyone know.
I don't know if so much it got in my head, other than I just thought it was disrespectful.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny.
Mm.
Just trying to imagine you. Why'd he block me? And then, you know.
It was not like... I was talking to you over text.
Yeah,
it's not like you were mad at me.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I just thought it'd be good content for the show. Right. Once again, I got to make it about me, even when I'm not here.
Hey, well, you did.
You did that.
Yeah. Now, the fourth thing that I learned during my time off, it was really a point of clarity. It was a point of clarity for me. Because before I left, we brought Elliot on.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through all the things he was wrong about as he's on this Eagles thirst fest that he's tweeting about. But at the same time, I think it's time for Spike to call Elliot his daddy, because he's been dead right about the Sixers. He's right
he
about
was right
Paul
on
George.
Embiid. I don't think he was right about Paul George, but he's right about Embiid.
He's been right about a lot. With the
he was right about
he
Embiid.
He might be more right about the Sixers than the Eagles.
Oh, please.
Well, he definitely has been more right about the Sixers than the Eagles.
Well, that's not a hard... That's not a big... what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a...
A big take?
No.
Big leap?
It's not a big, not a high bar to
not
cross.
A high bar,
yeah,
to cross.
Yeah,
high bar to
yeah.
cross.
Never a doubt.
Yeah,
we got a shouting match in the bars in New Orleans about the Sixers.
No, that was about Jalen.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
but also about the Sixers.
Oh, was it about the Sixers?
Yeah, well, it was about the Sixers.
I'm still waiting for his team built around Tyrese Maxey to win a championship.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
maybe while he's in Indianapolis doing nothing, you know, he's not scouting the prospects while he's there.
Yeah, well, what is he going to the combine for?
Ask questions.
Oh, okay.
And for the nights, and for the night outs.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Believe me, he's in Indianapolis.
Yeah, there's no night out.
He ain't doing a whole lot.
That is a... It's a nice, clean town.
Same bar they go to all the time.
Yes. Yeah, the bar, they call it. You want to go to the bar and everybody knows what you're talking about. There's not a lot going on in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I love it. The third thing I learned during my time off is, you know, sometimes I parade myself as a once formerly great local pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first team all Chestmont 2012.
Yeah.
I'm officially cooked. So on Thursday, I took my 11-year-old nephew up to the All-Star Baseball Academy, and we were working out on the field.
Time out.
What?
Time out.
Hello?
Is that kid your son?
He's my nephew.
Okay.
What?
Well, it's just...
Get him, Spike. Get him.
It's called paternity leave, so you can spend time with your new child and your wife.
Oh, my
and you
God.
Took your,
this
your
is why I blocked you on Twitter.
You took your nephew to a batting cage?
Oh, you ain't heard the best part. You heard the best part.
Okay. What's the best part?
The whole family was in town.
Whole family's in town.
Oh, okay. To take care of the kid.
No.
Meaning that he didn't have to be there.
Right. Yes.
A lot of
aunts,
help.
Uncles, sisters, brothers, everybody's in town.
Hold on.
You should get double charge, paternity leave and vacation days.
It takes a village to raise a family. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. So, yeah. So, I took my 11-year-old nephew to try
to the batting cages.
To teach him some ball. Teach him some baseball. Okay.
Right.
I did have, yeah. But am I allowed to leave my house? Or
no.
Do I have to sit there the whole time?
Yes. Unless you're going to get formula.
Yeah.
We don't do formula.
Yeah, I don't think Jill was taking your nephew to go to the batting cage. Did she take him to the driving range?
No.
Okay, good. Right. Because she's being a mom. So it's paternity leave.
Walker was napping.
Oh.
Walker was napping. So everyone calm down.
I'm going to tell you what. When kid number three comes,
3 weeks.
Forget about that. Forget about paternity leave.
Well, hopefully we wait a little bit. And more figuring out the whole parenting thing.
Okay.
But anyway, I got on the mound and I did everything I used to do.
Yes.
And the ball came out like a sputtering dead end. Like it just died. You know, like I was trying to throw as hard as I could. Everything hurt.
Didn't have it.
It literally like died getting towards the plate.
Listen,
we
saw
so
that
sad.
Doing the wiffle ball thing.
No, but it's worse now. Like it's way worse.
We
now.
Saw it when he pitched to Elliot during COVID when we went to the
again,
fields in South Philly.
Again, there's still
he couldn't even throw a strike.
Well, yeah, that but like there was still a little bit of zip on the fastball.
There was.
There's no zip.
No control.
The zip's dead.
Oh man.
I got nothing left.
All right.
What a big paternity leave. The the second thing I learned during my time off is people like Honest Jack more than me. You know, so many tweets of Honest Jack's better whenever I put anything out about the Phillies. We miss Honest Jack. You know, now I put one thing out and they're like, you hate the Eagles. I'm like, where's all this coming from? And they're like, well, Honest Jack told me that.
Yes.
So I guess he brought up that I hate the Eagles.
He did.
He did.
Super. So now I'm not in on the jokes. Now I'm getting mad. And then I'm lost. So Honest Jack needs to die as soon as possible.
I can't believe you didn't even listen to Honest Jack.
Well, because I knew what last week was. I knew it was going to be a lot of, you know, Jack's a piece of crap, you know, wanting to go be with the family. What a loser.
His nephew.
Yeah, we had a nice little 2-hour long baseball practice.
Yeah.
was barely even home. Didn't even want to, was barely even at my house. It was really more of a vacation than anything. I just knew what last week was going to be.
Wow.
So I did not listen. No, I know.
Yeah.
Multiple DMs like, man, they're crushing you. I'm like, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
It's our way of letting people know that we love you and that you're not.
Yes.
If we just say, Jack's not in today, there's no fun in that.
There's no
fun. Well, listen. And you like attention, so if we don't talk about you, you're definitely not going to feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Because then you turn into Fran or Buzz.
Yeah. Honest Jack is better, though.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good bet.
Yeah.
But the number one thing I learned during my time off is that apparently Paul Jolovitz has a crush. Listen to this audio.
Andrew Painter, by the way, will be Paul Skeens. He's that good.
I hope you're... are you kidding me?
Tommy John, Paul Skeens. I don't think Paul Skeens had Tommy John, did he?
I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge, no.
He's got his girlfriend, but whatever. Livy, what's her last name?
Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn, yeah. She's so hot.
Whoa.
She Ooh, boy. You guys think she's not?
No, I don't disagree, Jolly.
Yep. It's just, he's 9 feet tall. She's 4 feet tall, but yeah.
Yep.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is not something I would expect from Jolly.
Let me dine. She's so hot.
Yeah.
Was that overnight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Saturday, like 2 a.m.
Yeah. No, he thought nobody was going to hear that.
Well, the Jack's got people monitoring at all times. He drifted into not forgetting he was on the air.
100%.
Let me dine. She's so hot.
Yeah.
Let me dine. She's so hot.
Oh, my God.
I've admired the beauty of other women, but that was a little much there for me, even for me.
It's like it's a little creepy.
Yeah. Livy Dunn, she's so hot.
And we're all married. I mean, we're not blind, but I don't think either one of us have ever said, oh, she's so hot.
No. Oh, my God, no. It's uncomfortable just listening to.
Livy Dunn, she's so hot.
Calm down, Charlie.
It was innocent, I guess. And not to mention, how old is she?
22.
She's only 22, really?
She's so hot.
Right? She can't be that old.
Well,
Paul Steen's a rookie.
You give Jolly a little break there. You know, old enough.
I want to be her grandfather. How old is Jolly?
He's not proposing to her yet. We got to get Jolly in the same room as Livy.
Jolly's older than me, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Elijah's 21.
Yes. Well, see, this is that you have kids that age.
This is the best exact point. That's the point. Yeah, yeah. So when I look at a 22-year-old, I'm not saying how hot she is. I look at her as she's a kid.
Play it again.
Let me die. She's so hot.
Oh. Yeah. See, that saying that, and I don't get in trouble for that, like at home or whatever. Yeah. If I said it like that, I would get in trouble.
Yeah. I would get in trouble.
Yes.
Hey, if I heard my wife saying that, I'd be like, what?
You just thought it was 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning. No one's going to be locked in.
But... You can say she's cute.
Yeah.
She's nice looking.
She's a looker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot's a little much.
Yeah. And then.
Well, it's how he said it. Yeah, it's how he said it. Yeah.
It's like he's out of breath.
That's right. Everybody at the station is going to hate us, man. Eventually.
No, I know.
Hold up. Where does he sit when he does a show?
In Ike's seat.
Okay, all right, good.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
You better get one of those alcohol wipes, buddy.
Oh, come on, man.
Let me dine. She's so hot.
All right.
This hour
I'm glad you didn't play the other cut I heard Jolly say.
What did he say?
That's an off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
Is that bad?
Well, if it's not in the right context,
okay.
It's got to be that bad.
All right, okay. I got to hear that one. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. How about this? Through February, get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. One more time, Jack, before I go to the phones, if you don't mind.
Let me dine. She's so hot.
Oh, my God. Jerry, truck horn guy, you're on WIP. What's up?
What you really want? What you really want? DMX and my dog Spike. People rhyme, baby, rhyming all night. Spike, I just want to let you know.
Yes, sir.
That I appreciate all the time you gave to talk to me the other night, dude, because that made my night, dude, because you're an icon in the city.
Wait, who are we talking about?
You, Spike. Talk about Spike Eskin.
There we go. Yeah, he's Jerry came out to came out to Chickies.
Yeah, you know, and I met a call. I got two shout outs. I don't do shout outs. I'm not a shout out guy. I don't like it.
Nope.
I didn't do it, but I got two of them. One from Kenny in the Northeast, and one from my boy Glenn in Newcastle, who hooked me up the whole night. So, you know, Jerry the Truck Horn Guy was riding high the other night, and
sure
I
you
just
were.
I just appreciate your show, Ike.
Yes.
You're the man. And Jack, leave Francisco alone. That man was working harder than any of you fools there.
Damn.
He was working hard. He was working hard. He was packing up stuff. He was doing what he was supposed to do. He was doing his job. Leave Francisco alone. I love Francisco. I might have to hook him up with some ladies or something. You never know. But
I'm just, done. She's so hot.
I just leave Francisco alone. He's a cool cat. He's what he is.
Maybe so. You got to hook him up with some of your Facebook girls or whatever.
Yeah, I got a couple. I got a couple in a couple different states, you know, just, you know, here and there.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
know. Yeah, hoes in different area codes.
I was thinking
I got a couple different area codes for him, you know. He may be interested.
The Ludacris song, go look it up.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, Spike, that what people say about you on the radio, it's not even true. It's like you're when I met you in person was like, wow, this cat's cool as shit.
Oh, whoa. Cool. You get that, Jack?
Lord have mercy.
He's cool. He's a cool dude. Like I really respected you, Spike.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Truck Owner Jerry. I appreciate you.
I do. I honestly respect what you do and the stuff you bring to the radio, because if it wasn't for you, people like me couldn't voice my opinion and give my opinion about the sports that I love, like the Phillies, the Eagles, you know.
Sixers and Flyers.
Sixers. Yeah. But the Flyers are better off than the Sixers, in my opinion, because they got Jonesy. Because I love Jonesy. Jonesy's a cool dude, and he's a smart businessman, so he's going to bring them back.
Hmm?
What the Sixers are doing, I couldn't tell you. What you guys put out on the air today, I was like, typical. It's just typical BS, dude. It hasn't changed. And it's not going to change until we get a different owner. And once we get a different owner, maybe there'll be change in the city for the city to love the Sixers again like we did when Iverson was there, when Doc was there. When the people were there that cared about the game and cared about playing and gave their heart. Because all these guys on the Sixers now, except I'll say Maxey, none of them got heart. They don't have any freaking heart. And if you don't have heart, you're not going to win a damn thing. They're not going to win anything until they have heart. And then when the Phillies finally get heart this year, because I'm getting another tattoo on my left arm side of the Phillies emblem, because my theory is I got the Eagles tattoo while they were playing the Cowboys. I think I'm going to get my Phillies tattoo when they're playing the Mets, and we're going to win the World Series this year.
I hope so.
They can blow all the crap up our butts they want about who wants to bat this order and that order and every other order. Guess what, guys? It's not rocket science. If you hit the ball, you win baseball games.
There you go.
That's right.
That's a jolly thing.
And if you have good pitching, you win baseball games. Ask Jack.
Yes, sir.
He was a pretty good pitcher back in the
day. Wow.
First team All-Chestmont.
Yeah.
I drive by Jack's college at least twice a week. Seriously, I do.
And looking for him.
There's no memories of me there.
I drive by University twice a week, and I always think of Jack every time I drive by there, where I'm listening. Well, I'm always listening, but, yeah, Jack.
Well, he certainly has to be one of the top popular Bloomsburg.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
I don't know. We had was it Nick, the gentleman's name who was in here who brought the mustard? Nick and Mark.
Right, yeah.
Nick went to Bloomsburg and said, you're not even up on their wall of fame or whatever.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why it would be.
Well,
I was almost in the hall of fame because of what I've done outside of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. For your radio
That's
career.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You should be in the hall of fame.
Recognized.
Yeah. It goes Jari Evans.
Yep.
Jack Fritz.
Yeah. Well, who's number three?
That's a damn good question.
That's a good question.
Don't get on Jack about being with a his nephew at a baseball camp. Mm-hmm. That's what he's supposed to do right now. He's
yes, on paternity leave. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Mm.
Supposed to be changing diapers and helping out at the house.
You know, Jack, I've been through that. My son's graduating from college this May. I'm happy as a clam. You know, I don't know how happy clams can be, but I'm that happy.
I was going to say, I don't know why clams got feelings.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they do. And my son, like, I'm so ecstatic about it because I'm going to be there watching him walk down the aisle, graduate from college for the University of Delaware. And that's all I got to say. I love you guys. I appreciate you all the time. And, Spike, I'll be there again to see you in April. I will be back in April to see you guys. Love you guys.
All right, Jer.
Counting down the days, Jer. Counting down the days.
There he is, Truckhorn Jerry.
Can't believe I missed that on Friday.
Yeah, it does appear as if the...
Stayed the whole show, too.
He did.
And then some.
Every commercial break. Yep.
You know what? That's my loss.
It is.
It is your loss.
No, we did find out things have not advanced with him and his ex-wife who lives in his house.
Nope.
We did learn a couple of other Facebook stories about Jer. His buddy told me. I just want Jer, when he's talking to these women on Facebook, he said he can't be deceived because he's an expert in catfishing. And I said, well, how are you an expert? And he said, I watched the show. And I said, I don't know if that makes you an expert in catfishing, you know?
We did watch the show.
Yeah.
What's that?
We watched the show.
Yeah. Okay. I still think he could be deceived. You know?
I think so, yeah.
You watch CSI, they'll make you an expert in forensics or something.
Right. It sounds like something Elliot would say, actually.
Right.
It actually does. I mean, he thinks he could be the GM of the Eagles,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, you missed that, too.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it was a good hour.
Yeah, Elliot said on the podcast that in his time covering Howie, he's learned so much. He feels like he could be a good general manager right now. And then later in the week, when the Jacksonville Jaguars hired their general manager, he sent me a picture of the general manager. He said, hey, this is another point about why I'm right, why I'd be a good general manager. And I looked the guy up and I said, Elliot, he's been the Rams head of scouting for 4 years and been in the organization for 8. He said, yeah, but he's young. I said, well, Elliot, that's not what I'm holding against you.
Yeah.
It's not the age thing. It's the fact that you've never scouted players or been a general manager.
But he does go to training camp.
He does.
He does track Jalen's throws.
He does. I can imagine Elliot at some point being a general manager and having a cap problem and just saying to one of the people that works for him, we have to do one of those magic things Howie did here. What's that, Elliot? Not totally sure.
Yep. But sometimes being a good leader is delegating.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do a lot of delegating.
Get out of the way.
Yep. Steve in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Steve
in Phoenixville. Hmm. Phoenixville, Steve.
Oh, did he fall asleep?
Yeah, see, I like when we can hear what's going on. Steve. Is he watching TV?
Yeah, did he put us on mute?
No, we can hear him. Yeah.
Well, him putting us on mute wouldn't.
Oh, no, we wouldn't be able to hear anything. That would be him on mute.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Yes. Well, all right.
Thought I had one.
Couldn't have been that interesting anyway.
It didn't sound like it.
Nah. So, coming up next.
The call couldn't have been that interesting.
No. 215-592-9494. We'll take your final calls on Joel Embiid. Hopefully we move on to something else tomorrow.
Is Jalen an elite quarterback?
Yeah. Oh, I said, well, we got a call up on the board about that.
Yeah,
we can take that call if you want. And a couple of other things from AJ's appearance on Million Dollars Worth of Game. One, when he realized that Saquon Barkley was the best running back in the NFL. Mm. And what it's like when you're winning and you don't get the ball. Oh, we have the rivalries thing, too. He talked about rivalries in the NFL now, too. So we have a few AJ things to get to, and we'll finish up the convo on Embiid. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Come on back, Jack.
And will you let me save. Hold me now.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Did I Spike and Fritz?
I heard Fran also struggled with One Last Breath.
Yeah, so there were a few instances. couple of trouble. One, he had to look at the lyrics every time. And he also said he's singing around his house all the time. It got in his head. Well, then why do you have to look at the lyrics every time?
Yes.
Holding his phone up, staring at
him. He had the phone held up like this and was reading. I'm like, dude, are you reading the lyrics of the song?
Yes. So there was that. There was him... Was it Buzz? No, it was Fran who ran in and made TK do it, but TK couldn't hear it. He didn't have his headphones on.
I heard that one. Yeah,
so,
that one.
And also, we found out you've been boxing out TK on One Last Breath, not turning his mic on when he was singing.
Well, I don't know if you ever participated at one. Like, he lets me know, like, hey, let me go here.
Oh.
So, you know, sometimes he's just sitting there being a curmudgeon.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. That's fair.
But I'll turn him on anything. He's horrible at it. So.
Yeah, but he tries.
Yeah, which that's is all we ask for.
That's all that matters. Yeah. And then Friday, we had our first Friday One Last Breath, which we haven't really had.
Right.
And it was a pretty full Chickies on Friday because there was a Nova playing at the Wells Fargo Center or something. It was pretty full. And just a lot. We had a few people smiling, but it was really sort of a Monday thing. Like, the Friday people didn't know what was going on. Yeah.
Well, which is disappointing because that's like happy hour.
Yes.
You would think they'd be a little more loosened up.
We'll get it there.
Yeah, look.
We'll get it there.
Not too worried about it.
The Twitter question, final check-in here, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Nope. That is the wrong one. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here we go. Which member of the Sixers are you most frustrated with? 36.8 Embiid, 33.4 Josh Harris, very close second, and 29.8 on Daryl Morey. There we go. A.J. Brown on Gilly's podcast yesterday. $1 million worth of game. We played some clips from it earlier, him talking about his relationship with Jalen on the team being underdogs. Here is AJ talking about, you know, Gilly was talking about, you know, rivalries with other teams. I think he said he didn't like when Slay was on Micah Parsons' podcast. And here was AJ on that.
I'm going to keep it all we real, Slay. I love you. You know, you my man. Don't be talking to them during the season.
Listen, though.
We don't like
a lot of us. Listen. That's one thing about Philly fans. They just like that. But like, you got to understand, like, the player who you talking to. It's a different era, bro. It's a different time. Mm-hmm. I understand it's like rivals and stuff. But we on the field. It's like, all right, yeah, I'm at your head. But after that, it's like, it is what it is. Like,
y'all do nice.
They went to college together.
Imagine Jordan and Bird swapping jerseys after the game. Michael Jordan.
It's a different time.
What do you think of that? I mean, it's true.
He's right to a degree that it is a different time, but that doesn't matter in this city. It's the same time for fans. Mm-hmm. Like, they in this city, they hold the rivalries near and dear to their hearts. And while the Cowboys haven't been relevant from that standpoint, from a championship standpoint in years, they have been a good football team, and we still deal with a lot of Cowboy fans. Right? As fans going back and forth. So AJ has mentioned this in the past, I believe, and we kind of just sort of brush it under the rug. From that standpoint, I don't necessarily have a problem with it as long as he understands what it means to the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, as long as you understand that. In other words, don't minimize or belittle fans
for
who feel that way and care.
Right.
Right. You don't feel that way. We have to respect that. Okay, you didn't grow up here. This is even the team you were drafted to. So, you know, I can understand that. I had to learn the whole Cowboys rivalry thing too, right? When I came here, I grew up rooting for the Bengals. I hated the Oilers and the Browns and the Steelers growing up. But if you love this fan base, like I believe he does, and he speaks highly of the fan base all the time and their passion, then really it's more or less out of respect for the fans.
Yeah, I think
that's really what it is.
I think there's like a line. Mm-hmm. The going on Micah Parsons podcast during the season. I just feel like there's a line maybe you don't need to cross.
I agree. But you know what, Spike? These athletes today, man, like we had to deal with podcasts.
Right.
And I don't think any of us would have gone on a podcast with the Cowboys or the Giants, who were really our hated rivalries back then.
Right.
With Tiki or Michael Burrow or Michael Strahan, you know, those guys.
Imagine Doc just going on Tony Romo's podcast
right. That's not happening. Yeah. That's not happening. But these guys are, I guess, they are, rival is not the word, obviously. They are opponents, right? They right. play in the same league. They're opponents of each other. But the vitriol or the anger or the passion to beat that other team or player is only there on game day.
As long as they're on game day, I guess.
Right? I think that's kind of where AJ is at. He's like, that's why he was like, yeah, when we're out there, I'm trying to go at your head. Like he may not think Washington is a rivalry, but if Marshawn Lattimore is there long enough, that's going to turn into a rivalry between him and Marshawn Lattimore.
He mentioned Lattimore as a guy that talks a lot of trash to him. I think what it is it's really easy to not care about it in a year where they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Eagles are 4-7,
yes, sir,
and you're on Micah Parsons' podcast, mm-hmm. and they are 10-2 or something, I wouldn't advise that. Here's AJ on when the team's winning, but he's not getting the ball a lot.
The media try to like make it seem like you take stats over winning.
Okay.
Is that the truth?
No, it's not the truth.
Thank you.
It's not the truth at all.
Okay.
We can get into that too. as far as a wide out, you know, if a wide out tell you he don't want the ball, he lying. Yeah. And you don't want that wide out if he's saying he don't want the ball.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm just gonna tell you.
He's not gonna be on the team.
He's not gonna be on the team. That's not that's not the guy you're looking for.
Mm.
And when you know you have the ability to change the game, and at any moment, and as far as me, what I'm saying, like when I literally say I'm open, I'm always open. Like I'm literally always open, and that's the mindset that I have. And so, whenever I get the one-on-one chance, because we only have so many opportunities, we work all week for a couple opportunities in the game,
mm-hmm.
and when that don't happen. Sometimes you see frustration, and I think that's fair. You know, you're working for something all week, and you get to the game, and you get the look, and some BS happen, and now you a little upset. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's fair to have that emotion. You know, and I think you know people blow stuff out of proportion, but I think people got to realize it's a fine line between stats and winning as far as a wide receiver.
There you go. That all sound fair to me.
Yeah.
There was a line about, it might have been a different part of the podcast about having to go and block and do this. It wasn't saying he didn't want to do it, mm-hmm. but he's like, all that stuff's great and winning's great, but I want the ball.
He wants the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I completely understand that. That's why the only time I've ever sort of criticized AJ for that was, I think it was the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Monday night or Thursday night
game.
Yeah, where it looked like he was sort of going at Jalen on the sideline. He was, his emotions, to me, sort of had gotten away from him, and it looked like he was barking at Jalen, and Jalen was trying to tell him, like, I got you, like calm down. And then I don't think he spoke after the game or what have you. That's the only time I ever went at AJ with that. The other stuff, I understand. If you have the ability that AJ Brown has, he's absolutely right. You only get so many opportunities in a game. And what he's essentially saying there is when that opportunity presents itself and I don't get the ball, well, it's not that I'm upset the first time that it happens, maybe not even a second time. I may even let it go three times. But when it gets to five, six, or seven times over a period of time, and it don't even have to be in one game. It could be over games. Then that's what I think happened last year. It was over the period of three or four games where he wasn't necessarily getting involved. The ball wasn't getting to him that led him to say passing was something they need to work on or improve on, however he said it. Yeah, I get it. And like, yeah, you're going to have those uncomfortable conversations. I just want you to do it behind the scenes.
So everybody can't pick it apart.
Yes. Right. That's what I'm okay with that. Like, that happens. Like, that happens. I've seen that on teams. But you do it behind the scenes. That was the one thing that always got T.O. in trouble publicly when people would criticize him, because he couldn't keep his emotions in check enough that he's not trying to embarrass the quarterback or the offensive coordinator or even the head coach by throwing temper tantrums running up and down the sideline.
Right.
Yelling. Like, you're drawing this negative attention to us. So if you keep that behind the scenes or wait till we get in the locker room, then the public don't even know that it's an issue there.
And he did say, look, you're only getting a few shots a game, and if you don't get it on the shot that you wanted it. I also thought it was funny. He was like, literally, I'm always open. I was like, well, literally. I don't know if it's literally that you're always open. Devin, you're on WIP. Devin in Allentown.
Hey.
What's up, Devin?
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you guys doing? So I just wanted to call in, you know, you caught me off guard there. But I just wanted to call in and ask you, specifically Spike, you know, what's it going to take for you, you know, to admit that Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback?
Well, I think it's less about admitting and more about what I believe versus what you believe. I think if he plays the way that he played in the last two games more consistently through a year, I think that along with the success he's had would make him an elite quarterback.
So I'm just saying, you have, right, you have Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes,
yep,
Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson as elite quarterbacks, right?
Yep.
So my thing is like, I feel like you don't take enough into account, like, what Jalen just the winning part that Jalen will do anything to win, you know? Like, I understand all these other guys win at a high clip, too. But, you know, I feel like, you know, and I know you always say the callers always bring up, you know, Josh Allen. But honestly, you know, what has Josh Allen ever won? You know, like
he hasn't won a Super Bowl. He hasn't. But those are two different things. See, the difference, because what you're saying, what I understand where you're coming from. I do. And I understand that you believe it because of that reason. And it makes sense to me, even though I don't agree with it. My point is that the winning is a team thing, and he gets credit for it because he's the quarterback. But I also don't think it goes the other way around, in that he doesn't. The losses aren't credited to him the same way the wins are, right? So the Super Bowl they lost to the Chiefs the first time, everybody says Jalen plays great. And if he would do everything that it takes to win, then those losses get tagged to him too. So to me, elite is a very special category, and it means performing like really well all the time. And I don't think he has hit that in the last two regular seasons, even though he absolutely played great and is a Super Bowl MVP, and I'm absolutely thrilled with that. And the way that he played in those last two games showed me that that's in there. But I think the team scaling him back the way that they did this year, and the performance for a large part of the season, to me, did not scream elite. He played elite in those two final games for sure. But to me, it's not just about the wins. So, and I think there are plenty of quarterbacks that haven't won Super Bowl, elite quarterbacks that haven't won Super Bowls. And you know, John Elway, if he retired before those last two Super Bowls, I think would have been remembered as an elite quarterback. He just got a great running back in those last 2 years and was able to do it. So I think Jalen played great in those two games, and he played well enough during the season for them to win games, but I don't think he played at an elite level this year during the regular season.
And that's fine, and that's cool. And I get that, too. You know, Jalen didn't have his best year. But did he not play elite in 2022? Like, was 20... Like,
yes, he did. He did, but that was 3 years ago.
That
you know?
Was 3 years... But So
we don't. You could have an elite year without being an elite QB, right? I mean, I wouldn't call Brock Purdy elite, but I would say last year he had an elite season. You know, he performed at an elite level last year, but I don't think he was. Even Sam Darnold this year or Jared Goff, I think you could say performed at that level. But it takes everything, you know. So I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. We're on different sides of this, but I understand what you're saying. But that you asked me what I would need to see. That's what I would need to see.
Okay. What about Fritzy Poo over there? What does Fritzy Poo need to see?
Yeah, a lot
Fritzy
more.
Yeah, yeah. I think Fritzy Poo's a lot further away than I am. Would you agree with that, Fritzy
Poo? Well, I'm open to it. I was not open to it.
Before the championship game in Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open to it.
Okay.
And if I could just squeeze in a Sixers point real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
I think, you know, I feel like we should be most upset at, you know, Daryl Morey, you know? I feel like, obviously, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid deserves heat and criticism, you know? He's a great player. I don't know. Great to stretch. He's a very, very, very good player. I don't feel like he lays it all on the line for the city. But I think we have to spend more time coming at Daryl Morey because, one, he's in hiding. And, two, I mean, ever since the whole Ben Simmons thing, you know, I don't know what we could have traded Ben Simmons for, but I'm sure there were other options other than Harden, you know?
There weren't.
I'm not even mad about the Harden thing.
I think Harden was mad about the
dinosaur build. They went for a dinosaur build. They went for Paul George. And I was all on board with the Paul George thing, but now it's just like, you know, like, he doesn't want to do anything.
Well, that's what he has to live with that we don't. You know, you and I both wanted him to get Paul George, and we don't have to live with the consequences. Thank you for the call, Devin. We don't have to live with the consequences of giving Paul George a 4-year, $200 million contract. But he does. Well, I guess we have to live with it as fans. But my gut would be Paul George is not on the Sixers after the trade deadline next year. My gut is he's on the team to start next year, and my gut is he's not on the team after the trade deadline.
Do you want an update on the Eagles and the White House situation?
Oh, yes. So originally, there was a report from the Sun. Was that the British?
Yeah, something.
The Sun said that they weren't going to go.
So according
the Baltimore Sun?
No, not even the Baltimore Sun. In London. And then,
what are you using, London sources?
Yes. And then Clay Travis said that the Eagles had not even received an invite, so it was not true. So what is the update?
So according to Rap Sheet, the Eagles would be honored to visit the White House, team sources say, after conversations today.
There you go.
If invited. But I guess they've not been invited yet.
There you go. There it is. Problems.
Yeah, I could have told y'all that.
Yeah. I mean, like, look. I think
this guy looking for Insider of the Year.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Insider of the Year.
You are something, man. This is like your point shaving scandal from the year.
Could have told you that. Right,
he's going to take credit for this on Wednesday, by the way.
He really is. He's setting it up. But he's setting it right up.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's still the friggin' White House. You won the Super Bowl. Part of like winning the Super Bowl is the cool visit to the White House. So I hope everyone can just relax and not make a.
I mean, a visit in the White House is overrated. Let's be honest.
I've never been. Have you?
Inside of it?
Yeah,
no.
I've never been inside.
Never been inside. I want a title somewhere. Are you trying to be funny?
No, I'm just saying maybe you took a tour. Where were you on January 6th?
I wasn't there.
Okay.
I was here watching it.
Yes, yeah, we were actually all watching it on the screens.
Yeah. Every break going out. Well, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually do remember. I said, wow, that's wild.
It was an interesting time.
Yes.
Between that and Jillio getting caught on the parkway.
Oh, during the protests? Yes. Yeah. Jillio was stuck on the parkway.
They're rolling over his car.
The tanks underneath the building when the National Guard was here.
Yes, sir.
Dude, the year, I mean, that started March 2020, right?
Yeah.
The next year and a half of our lives here at the radio station would have made a good book or a good reality series.
Seriously.
Yeah. We were the only ones allowed in here. I will never forget. So when COVID happened, we all at WIP decided, most of us decided to keep coming to work. You know, we safe as we could, even though Jack was, you know, the dirt ball coming out of the bathroom every once in a while. We tried our best around here.
What are you even talking about?
Yes. So every time somebody in the office would be here that we didn't recognize, somebody would tattletale to me.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, who's that?
Who is that man?
And me and Alex, the guy from KYW News Radio, would sound the alarm. Somebody's in here. Who the hell are you? What are you doing in here?
And I don't know, I'll never forget the first time two people sat at the same table.
Oh, yes.
At the lunchroom?
Yeah.
Me and Ike almost had a conniption. Like, is Spike going to yell at them?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you sit in the same table? We all get our own table around here.
And some people, and we still sit in those seats.
Yes, like
they've stayed
the
same since COVID.
Yes.
You know? Now, some people.
We are still sitting in the same seats.
And some people haven't caught on that you're not allowed to sit there.
Well, battle being one that sits in Ike's seat all the time.
Yeah, he understands now.
Yeah. Yes. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
There was a lot of doctor talk there in the second segment. Did Spike say that Embiid also got a vasectomy? Mark in Modco.
Wow.
Jeez.
There's a lot of, you know.
You did do a lot of medical reporting.
Oh, my God. The freaking knee stuff.
Well, I'm trying to inform everybody.
On this radio station?
Yeah. I actually think
WIP
it's
VIP radio.
I actually think it's interesting, all of it. But that the one thing I try to get across to people is they kept saying, "Well, he should just have the surgery."
Yeah,
I'm just like, there isn't one. There's not the surgery. Okay, all right. What's next?
Mad Mike, LOL. Imagine being that wrong about that many things and still showing up in public to talk again. Who does that? Nick Wright.
I thought he was taking a shot at one of you two.
Yeah,
I thought he was taking a shot at Elliot.
Oh, yeah. Elliot, proudly. Proudly.
Nick Wright. Yeah, it's a tough month for him. Tough couple of weeks.
Well, you learn when you're somebody like Nick Wright that when you're wrong about stuff, the ratings go up because everybody tunes in to see what you're going to say.
See what you're going to say.
You might as well just say what you think, because if you're wrong, it might even be better anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, and also, it's not like local. We got to talk to people out in public.
Right.
He's like out of wherever their shows are.
New York.
Yeah, in New York.
Yeah, but he doesn't like deal with Eagles fans every day.
Oh, no, I agree.
Is that show in New York or is that show L.A.?
It's New York.
Oh, is it New York?
Yep.
Okay. Because I know Craig's show is New York. Yep. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Love the first hour, guys. One question, though. Is Daryl elite? Jalen at the NovaCare.
Oh, Jalen.
He has not had an elite year. I can say that. Has not had an elite season.
Well, Daryl Morey. You know who's out working on his game 2 weeks after the Super Bowl?
I saw Jalen.
Saying.
Man. Athletes are working out. That's crazy.
Oh, come on, man.
Wow, he's throwing the football. It's wild.
Elite.
Lane's lifting, too. The team's bunch.
Now, that one is crazy.
Yeah. You don't need
he's
to lift.
He's back to lifting already?
Yeah, give it a few. Lifting, you can wait. I know you don't get fully out of shape, but, you know.
Well, if you don't, listen, you don't have to work to get back in shape if you never let yourself get out of shape.
Yeah. Used to be a training campus for it.
Not anymore.
Training camps for waiting around for the regular season. What's next?
Wait, there was a time when Buzz grilled A.J. Brown to make sure it was him? Why? Fake Dr. J.
Dr. J, you got us?
I got you. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Dude, that's not Dr. J.
I'm doing great. Hang on one second. I'm just walking across the house.
That's not Dr. J, dude.
That's not him.
I'm telling you, it's Justin from Tennessee. Or Hank Hill. Those are the only two people that could be Hank Hill or Justin. Hi, guys.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. J. What's next?
Joel Embiid has no heart. When I was younger, I tore my Achilles, and so I replaced it with a butter knife and a rubber band and went out there and played the second half. Ken and Cinnamon
Yeah, he brought up an injury. I was like, well, he said the second year, Joel re-broke his foot, right?
He did. He broke it a second time. Yeah.
That's what I thought, right?
Yeah, there was some thought during that first year. He got way too heavy. He didn't take rehab.
I remember that, Shirley Temple stuff.
Yeah, so it's like, I think it is...
It's mixed in there.
Yeah, he might have broken it. It might have been okay if he didn't. Maybe it couldn't.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Fritz at 6 is back tonight?
No, it's Alan Ashland.
Oh,
Ashley and Al in?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Al.
Are you going to take your nephew to an arcade or
no,
something?
They're back in Iowa.
Oh.
No Fritz is 6 tonight,
yeah,
huh?
The next 3 nights he got me, yeah.
All right.
I tell you this guy.
Didn't you just have a week off to watch the Phillies?
I had to do this show today.
Oh, okay. Al Morgani and Ashlyn Sullivan are next. We will talk to you tomorrow, mm-hmm. Same time, same place. We'll see if Jack will be here.
I wonder if Al's going to kill the Sixers tonight.
I think he will, but Al's always got... Al's an interesting guy. Always got interesting opinions
sure.
on
yes.
stuff. Yeah. He was always the voice of reason, quote-unquote, on the morning show with Angelo and Rhea and stuff. So we'll see what Al has to say next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.